And now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. So the words of our thanksgiving for baptism that we use occasionally here at church throughout the season of Easter, between Easter and Pentecost, any Sunday that we have a baptism, and occasional other times throughout the year, directly talks about this story from Scripture that we just heard today. This kind of big, one of the big climactic moments in the Exodus story. Because this is one of the ones that's, you know, made for film, right? That we can all picture, you know. Charlton Heston standing on, you know, the little cliff overlooking the sea, raising his arms, and the 1950s special effects to the best of their ability, you know, showing the sea splitting so that the Israelites could go through. It's hands down, in my opinion, the best scene in The Prince of Egypt, with some of the still most impressive animation ever put to film, you know, nearly 30 years after the fact. It's this incredible scene, one of the greatest miracles in Scripture. The Israelites, desperate to get away from the Egyptians, who have gotten cold feet about this whole letting my people go business, and decided to pursue them with Pharaoh's army, there to the shore of the sea, waiting for a miracle. And one comes. The sea is parted. The people walk through safely on to the other side. And then God rolls back the waves and with them sweeps away all of Pharaoh's chariots and soldiers that have come to drag the Israelites back into slavery. And the people are once and for all truly, finally free out of Egypt, out of the reach of Pharaoh and the Egyptians, delivered into new life as they make their way to the promised land that God had sworn to their ancestors generations and generations ago. And our baptismal thanksgiving here talks about that. Every time we have a baptism, we go back and make this one of the stories in Scripture that gets referenced in those prayers. Because God does amazing things with water. When we find ourselves, as our British neighbors would say, between the devil and the deep blue sea, God shows up. God acts. God does not leave God's faithful people there on the shore to be overwhelmed by the forces that threaten to destroy us. God makes a way where there seems to be no way and delivers God's people out of slavery into freedom, out of death into life, out of sin into new freedom to follow where God leads. Because it is an unlikely place to compare to the shores of the great Red Sea. But the font here for us is something more than just a little birdbath-looking bowl of water up here at the front of the church. You've all thought it. Even growing up Baptist would make jokes about, you know, how those all those churches down the street had their, you know, cute little bird baths in the sanctuary, whereas we had the, like, hot tub-sized, like, baptistry behind the sliding stained glass windows there at the front of the sanctuary. Which for some of us who were baptized as kids was a little too deep, and you had to stand on a block so that the pastor could actually then immerse you in the water, because otherwise, nobody would have been able to see me, and I would have needed a snorkel to get baptized, but that's neither here nor there. But regardless of the mechanism of how we do it, whether it is a baptism at a font like this, a baptism in a baptistry like that, a baptism like the old-fashioned, like the old baptistries that you'll find if you go to ancient churches. Like one that I had the pleasure of getting to visit is outside of Ephesus in Turkey about 10 years ago, where the baptismal pool was shaped like a cross. So you would be actually immersed into the water with your arms out, very literal image of being crucified with Christ, so that you can be united with him in a death like his and then raised into his life. Whether you're baptized in a river or a lake or a pond, even if you do like the big non-denominational church in my hometown did, and just borrow somebody's pool for the Sunday because you don't have a baptistry in the building, it's not the way we do it, because it's not about what we do at all. When we talk about baptism, Israel's deliverance is not brought about because the Israelites went to the exact right point on the beach and, you know, cross the water in the exact right kind of way. The miracle is not because of the human element of it. It's not even because Moses was a faithful leader who, when God says, "I'm about to do this, so, you know, raise your hands," he does it. It's about God. It's about God showing up and acting, delivering, making that way out of hopelessness and despair into the newness of life there on the other shore. It's God's miracle at the Red Sea, and it's God's miracle here around our font and millions of baptismal fonts and rivers and streams and lakes all around the world, across time and space. Because it's in places like this, our Red Sea crossing, that God continues to show up. It's at places like these where evil meets its match in the God who saves us and then washes all those forces that defy God, that threaten us, that seek to overwhelm us and destroy us away in the raging flood of grace and mercy that God unleashes, leaving us free to follow where God leads in freedom and newness of life. Because when we follow, when God says, "Get up and go," and we get up and go, what we discover is a God who will make the way for us wherever we might be led. Because we're all on a journey. Each and every one of us are on this journey of life. Not alone, but part of God's people. Part of a community of folks joined together through the promises made in this water of deliverance, called with a purpose, invited to discover that goodness and mercy and a way of living marked by it. And when we find ourselves on that other shore, when we reflect on how far we've come by faith and where God might yet be leading, this font for us, this moment of deliverance, this joining of our story with God's story and the story of all of God's faithful people across time and space, becomes for us a touchstone, a guiding light for us on our own way, wherever God might be taking us, whether it's off to college, for at least one of us here today, whether it's down the street, whether it's around the world, no matter where it is, that God is calling you to work or to play, home or to somewhere new, to the same job you've worked for 30 years, to your first day at the new place, into retirement, into volunteering, into just going to the store, wherever it is that you are led each and every day, whether it's ordinary or extraordinary, simple or complex, good, bad, or just plain old ugly, God is with us in the midst of it to lead and to guide, continuously making that way for us so that we can follow, so that we can look back at the waters that we've crossed through, the perils we've hazarded, the journey we've been on, and see how God has been with us in the midst of it from day one to bring us safely to where we are and to trust that God will bring us safely to where we're going tomorrow. Because for us, those of us liberated from captivity to sin and death, freed from the proverbial house of bondage, and brought into new life by Christ Jesus. For us, those who are heirs of God's promise and servants of all, God's leading us to, into new things, into amazing things, into places and spaces promised in the dreams of our ancestors that they never could have imagined. Into opportunities to love our neighbor, into opportunities to serve one another, into opportunities to do the work of God's kingdom. And not simply be agents of transformation in the world, but to be transformed along the way. Part of God's story, not just our own. May we have the courage to answer the call, to take the next steps, to trust that God is with us, to lead us and guide us and open the door, part the sea, and bring us safely to the other side. And may we have the courage to trust that that word of deliverance that saved the Israelites is the same word of deliverance that saves us and is the same word of deliverance that we are called to proclaim to our neighbors and world so that they too might cross that sea and find God's freedom, God's eternal life on the other side. Amen.